It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward.
I've been given this opportunity. You take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Viper 10. I'm Natalie Morris and we have a very special show for you this week.
That's right, Nat. We hear from someone very special. She's topped the world's best netballer polls over and over again, and she was part of the Roses squad who won Commonwealth Games gold. She's got plenty of thoughts to share with us on that historic game. I'm Sasha Shipway, and coming up, we've got part one of a special interview with Jeeva Mentor exclusively on The Netball Show.
But first, a quick look at last weekend.
A huge event last weekend was Netball Europe. Lots of pride playing for your country, including some fantastic performances from the Isle of Man, my old team, the Republic of Ireland, come on you girls in green, and also Gibraltar, who did a fantastic job in hosting the tournament.
Sarah Donovan competed for the UAE and proved that no obstacle, including cancer, is big enough to prevent you from competing for your country. What an inspirational woman. She's been speaking to Netball Europe.
We're so proud to have been able to come out and represent the UAE. It's a, you know, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I mean, I moved to the UAE in 2009 thinking that I was just going to play a little bit of club netball from here on in. So to be able to come out and represent the country has been an absolute dream, absolute dream.
And for all of us, we have been so proud of the UAE and the Isle of Man, how you've turned up here this weekend and you haven't just participated, you've competed at the highest level. How have you managed to do that?
I'd like to say experience. I think I'm probably the oldest here at 40, I think. But but across the board, the girls, the experience that we brought together from different counties, different countries that have come together for the UAE, and determination. I mean, we were really determined to have a good showing for the UAE, to make proud all the girls, all the supporters at home.
For you personally, this is a really important time for you. I know you're comfortable with me saying that, but Sarah Donovan, what a role model you are. You are currently in chemotherapy treatment. You have cancer, yet you're here, you're competing at the highest level. And for those who've watched on TV, they will have seen that you have been one of the most effective shooters here this weekend. How are you doing it?
I have to say that this has been my goal. This has been a really big determining factor for me. So when I found out at Christmas, leading through then, I'd had the trials before Christmas, really, really proud to have been selected. I was running around at goal attack then, and then with the treatment, so I've had a week off this week. We will land on Monday, and I'm straight back in on Tuesday. But this has been a really big deal for me to pushing forward. My netball's so important to me, and the girls have been ever so so supportive. But I've been determined to get to this point, keep my fitness up, and give a good showing for everybody. And I think it's really important to show that, yeah, it's cancer, but you can beat it, and I'm going to.
We talk about people overcoming a lot to play international sport and how much it means to pull on that international dress for the first time and walk out on the court and represent your country. You really epitomise everything it means to be an international player in the way you have. You are the oldest player here. You are playing at one of the best levels in comparison to everyone here. You're dealing with something which is so significant, yet you're doing so well. You know, what a role model. Everyone who's watching in around the world should be incredibly proud of you, as we are really proud of you. So I hope you're enjoying the event here this weekend.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I was very, very fortunate that I was in Wales at the University with Raewyn Henry and then transferred across to Team Bath with Lynn Gunson. And the girls at the Commonwealth Games, I was with Amara when she was 15, 16 when they came across. So with Tamsin, the girls, I've come right through with that whole bunch at university playing with Team Bath. So I'm always on the periphery. So this has been fantastic to be able to take the court. So it's always been the dream. So no, I'm so proud, so proud to have overcome everything to take the court today. And I hope we have proven to everyone back in the UAE that we are here and we've made our mark.
The Republic of Ireland beat Gibraltar in the final with a score of 39-34, and their captain, as well as a long-standing player for the side, Genevieve Slater, spoke to Netball Europe after the win.
It was a bit of a dogfight. I think we made it hard for ourselves. We got the lead in the first quarter, and that really held us through for the full game. I'm so proud of what they've achieved out there with the new players that we have in the new combinations. I do think we made it hard for ourselves. There's definitely things I'm taking away from that and we need to work on. We can't sort of get the lead and then take the foot off the pedal. We need to really keep going and push through. But yeah, look, we did the job today. We got the win. 4 wins from 4 matches. I can't be happier.
And I don't think any of the other teams made it easy for you. They were definitely out to try and get a victory against you. And that last game against Gibraltar went down to the wire. At one point, there was only one in it.
Yes, there was only one point. I remember it well. Look, we stayed in it and we kept our composure, and that's something that I'm proud of for the girls for doing. We want tough games. We don't want to come here and win easily. We want to be pushed to our limits. We want to be tested under pressure. We want to work hard for a full 15 minutes. Hats off to Netball Europe. They've done an amazing job. Netball Gibraltar as well for hosting. They've done really well, a really good job here. Everything's run so smoothly. The competition is really growing, I think, and getting much better, and that is just amazing for netball in general.
And for you as a team, having the UAE now and the Isle of Man pushing you as new countries, that must help you in trying to aspire to be, you know, top 15 in the world.
Oh, definitely. We've already invited them out to Ireland and said, come over if you need help getting your 8 matches to then get international ranking. We're all for that. Having those strong teams come through is only going to improve us and make us push further and work harder as a team. So, yeah, looking forward to it. Look, it's been an amazing 6 months for us, a tough 6 months. We're in Singapore in December, Hong Kong in February for Nations Cup, Four Nations Cup, which we actually won, which was amazing. Then to back it up and be able to come here to Netball Europeans and win that as well. It's a real big testament to the bunch of girls we have. It hasn't been the same team at every tournament. And to still be able to come and back it up and win here has been amazing. So.
And as you can see, there is a massive celebration by all the teams going on behind you. You can't quite see it. Great camaraderie off the court from everybody here.
Yeah, lovely bunch of girls. Everyone's so friendly. We do sometimes get on court and it gets a bit rough and tough. But as soon as we step off that court, everyone's so friendly. I also just want to give a big shout out to Netball Ireland. They've been amazing. And all our supporters back home has just been out of this world. The comments on Facebook, the comments on Instagram, on social media. It really does help us. And you don't know how much that really helps you when you're away, when you haven't got a home crowd, but you know that they're backing you. So I'd love to say thanks to those. Hope Trish is okay. A wing attack that arrived on Saturday and went down. Looks like a knee injury and ACL. So a speedy recovery to her. But thanks to everyone back home. Big shout out to Big Damo as well. He's been a great help for us.
Congrats again to Netball Ireland for that amazing success. Their coach Joan Young flies in from the UK to train with this squad and they get absolutely zero funding, so it's a huge feat for them. And I'm really proud to see my old teammates doing so well for the Emerald Isle. Congrats.
What a fantastic competition. Definitely worth a follow and your support. You can follow them on Twitter at Netball Europe. Next, we hear from Jeeva Mentor, my absolute GK fave. She tells us how she got started in the game, so keep listening to her tales from the early years of this England legend.
The battle has begun.
How great is this?
Are you kidding me? What a shot!
And that is Super Netball.
Hi Netball family, Sue Gordian here. We need your support to wake up Netball. It's simple, just download the Netball Live app and watch the best netball competition in the world. Suncorp Super Netball, featuring the UK's best. Jeeva Mentor, Helen Housby, Serena Guthrie, Joe Harton and Stacey Francis. Come on, UK. Join me as we hashtag wake up netball.
We use a word that's called mana, and mana is everything that encompasses you as a being, what you stand for, what makes you get out of bed in the morning to go and train even though you're tired from last night's session.
And then we look at the things that help you get there.
I read a book, or I'm reading a book at the minute, and it's all about like your mindset and how you can be champion-minded. And there's a quote in it that really stood out to me, and it's, no one's born a winner and no one's born a loser, but everyone is born to choose. And as a team, we decide collectively as a group of females to dedicate our life to training hard. I feel like no matter what your chosen sport is or your pursuit is, whatever you dedicate your efforts to, the most important thing is being part of the right team. Coco Fusion 100, the fusion of nature and lifestyle.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
It's a netball show with Fibre 10, and just before we hear from Jeeva, I just want to share news of a Caterham Netball Academy camp, brand new, with Yaz and Talissa from Storm. Here's Sam to tell us more.
Hi Andy, Sam Houghton here from the newly launched Caterham Netball Academy. I'm really excited to announce that we've got some dates for camps over May half term. On Wednesday the 30th of May, anyone aged 11 and under can come along and be coached by myself and Surrey Storm's Yaz Parsons. On Thursday the 31st of May, anyone aged 12 and over can come along and be coached by myself and Surrey Storm's other mid-quarter, Talissa Haynes. Really excited to have both Yaz and T on board. As players, they've definitely shone in the mid-court for Storm this season, and both are very accomplished coaches. So I'm thrilled they've agreed to come over and work with the Caterham Netball Academy. If you're listening and would like to get involved, contact me via email. That's sam.houghton@cateramschool.co.uk. Alternatively, you can find us on Facebook, search Caterham Netball Academy, or on Twitter at Cats Net Academy. Get following those for info for May, as well as updates on future camps and courses.
Something incredibly special coming up next. So I spoke to Yvonne Mentor during the Commonwealth Games, and she is Jeeva Mentor's mom, by the way. But here's the first part of our special chat with the one and only Jeeva Mentor herself. She's an absolute legend in the sport, and we are delighted to have her on the Netball Show.
Jeeva, you've topped world best netballer pool time and time again. It's one of those. I thought we'd start with a quick look back at school. Were you always sporty?
Yeah, I think so, and I think there was no doubt that I would go down that route. My mum was heavily involved in tennis, and my dad loved all sorts of sports, right from used to play gridiron, so American football with the Bobcats in Bournemouth, and athletics and football and cricket. So my family are always very heavily involved in sport, and I guess living on the south coast, we had the sea at our doorstep, so we did a lot of kayaking and sailing as well. So I think the one route that I did take that was slightly different to the rest of my family was I went down a team sport route and into actually netball. My mum didn't really like netball when she played it at school, and my dad hadn't had too much to do with it, so that's where I did seem to branch out on my own and find my own niche.
The trampolining you enjoyed as well. That was obviously going to be out because of the height, but you had some involvement with basketball, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I mean, I always say that netball found me rather than I found it, and it was because I was actually playing a lot of basketball at school, and we didn't have any girls teams at St. Peter's, the school I was at, so I joined the boys team until it got to an age or a year where I wasn't welcome anymore by the other schools. The boys didn't want me playing, and so I had to find another sport and decided to join the girls and sort of picked up netball that way. So yeah, basketball was, I guess, my sort of original team sport. But being very sporty, I did a lot of athletics as well. But trampolining was actually my main competitive sport outside of school. And I competed at a high junior level, and thoroughly enjoyed what I was doing. But as you can tell, for the height of myself, I'm not really built as a trampolinist. They tend to be a lot shorter and lower centre gravity. And that's something that I'm definitely not with my long arms and legs.
Still a heck of a lot of fun, mind.
It is, and every time I see a trampoline, whether it's in a backyard or at a play park, I'm the first one there to probably push the little kid on there aside and hop on and have a good bounce and giggle around. So I've got a few skills that I can pull out of the bag, but I can't really do any of my doubles anymore.
What was it like in those early years? I think it was round about when you were 15, your mum saw the Lynn Gunson workshop, took you out of school.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, mums, as they do, they're always into something or see newsletters that come across their path. And she actually saw a high performance centre that was being set up at Bath University, which is only sort of an hour and 40 minutes up the road from Bournemouth, and been headed up by a Kiwi, by Lynn Gunson. And my mum's always had a sort of fascination with New Zealand and thought it was a beautiful country and beautiful people. And so was quite intrigued putting the two together. And and saw that it was netball, and I was just getting involved in netball. And so she dragged me along up to Bath, and we had a day there, sort of spending chatting with Lynn, and Mum went off and had a chat with her. I went off and did some sort of netball exercises with Lynn, and next thing I knew, I was sort of signed up to this program and heading up to Bath almost three or four times a week, being part of the high performance program there with a lot of names that you're all calling netball world, like Jess Garland and Kath Ratanatalola, and so many great names and animes, and it's quite cool to think that I've sort of come through the Bath footsteps and not only being coached but played alongside so many great people, and one of them obviously being Amma Voorhees, who's our current England captain.
It's just some of the teammates at that time as well, the fact that they're still part of the Super League England just shows what that side had.
I think so, and I think the expertise that Lynn brought, not just in her netball knowledge, but how to sort of run a program and how to develop girls as not just netballers but people away from the court, is sort of testament to how far we've gone and been able to spread across the world, not just obviously in the UK through Super League, but playing out in the ANZ in New Zealand or playing in the Suncorp Super Netball in Australia. So definitely testament to Lynn Gunson, what she was able to set up at Bath, and the fact that we were able to come through as people and players, and be able to improve our netball and make great friends and connections along the way. And Facebook is a great thing. I'm still in contact with many of those girls and seeing the success they're having now, not necessarily as players, but as coaches sort of developing the next generation.
I thought I'd just ask you about Storm in 2009. You and Sonia at the back. Jamie
it
as
was,
well,
it was a... it? Yeah, with Tamsin and, Jamie as well. I'm trying to remember all the girls that were in the team back then.
I've got a list.
So it was a new
Hannah,
franchise.
Rachel,
was,
Tamsin, Becky, Hannah, Reed, Gemma, Rachel, Natalie.
Oh, wow. It's so
what
cool when you hear all those names being reeled off. Yeah. You know what, all I can really remember from that time is how much fun it was, but also the success we managed to have on court. And I think that's because the program that was developed there, it was a new team that were being set up at Surrey Storm and involved with the university. And it was one of those opportunities where Sonia and I knew at the end of the season we were going out to play in Australia for the first time and be part of their competition. So we wanted to make sure we still had our connection and our partnership in the circle as sort of England goalkeeper, goal defence. So we decided to move to be at the same club team. So I moved across from Bath, and I believe Sonia moved across from one of the other London teams. And we had a great year at Surrey Storm. Unfortunately, I believe Sonia and I had to leave a little bit earlier, just before finals, to head out to play in the Australian League. But the time that we did have at Surrey Storm was fantastic, and I've just got such fond memories of not just the team but the environment that we created there, and even the photo shoots that we had in that amazing coloured kit.
You've had some amazing coaches in your time, people like Lynn and Jackie. How important have they been to you?
Yes, I've come across some amazing people, and I've been exposed to some fantastic coaches along my career. And I mean, that goes right back from school days and my sort of PE teachers and coaches at school, all the way through to club, county, regional, Super League, and now out in Australia and England as well. I definitely think a coach that's able to bring the best out of you is someone who not just works on you as a netball player and your physical attributes and your skill level, but someone who also focuses on you as a person and that holistic approach, and being able to make sure they've got a happy person, and that reflects onto court. And currently the situation I'm in at the moment under Nolene Turra at Sunshine Coast Lightning, she's a coach that seems to just emulate everything that I'd want to be as a coach, and brings across all the amazing coaches that I've had and rolls it all into one for me. The knowledge that she brings, the honesty that she brings, and also the fact that she's just normal. She just gets it in terms of it's a game at the end of the day, and obviously we want to go out there and do our best, but it's realistic in the fact that you need to be able to push yourself mentally, physically, but at the end of the day it's a game and you've got to enjoy what you do.
And the partners you've had at your end, people like Billy, Sonia, Mon, Bianca, when it works, it just works, doesn't it?
It does, and I think that's one thing I've really enjoyed about my netball career is the amazing defenders that I've played in the circle with, and all of them have been special in their own right, and all of them I've had so much fun with, and I really think they've supported me in the role and becoming the netball player I am today. And I think one of the things I pride myself on is the ability to be adaptable and to try and blend around that person and their skill level out in front of me. So whether it's a Sonia with her rangy arms and her big voice out there being able to complement that, or Monia with her tenacity and her skill level being able to come around and get those balls, and even now with Carla Pretorius from South Africa, she's just so dogged in her defence, and just any scrap ball she's first on there too. So as long as I can get a deflection or a tip to it, she's picking it up and rewarding our team with that possession. So it's one thing that I really enjoy, and I think that's one of the reasons why I've enjoy playing netball for so long. It's the defensive partnerships that I've had over the years, and that goes back all the way through from not just my school days but the Super League days, with playing the likes of Billy and Catherine and Sonia at England level, and Amanda Newton and Nada Hutchinson, and all those brilliant netballers that we've had in the UK.
We hope you can join us next week, as in part two of our special with Jeeva, she tells Andy all about her Commonwealth Games experience, how many Barobies she has, and how she reflects on the big games.
As ever, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at The Netball Show. Make sure you tweet us and give us your feedback. If you like the podcast, leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to the show. We're also on Facebook, also The Netball Show. So, yep, check us out, and thank you so much for listening.
It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward. I've been given this opportunity. You take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.